SBS Radio.
सोमवार 8 अक्टूबर नूं ऑस्ट्रेलिया दे नवे नियुक्त परवास अते नागरिकता मंत्री मानयोग डेविड कोलमन एक प्रेस मिलनी राही बहुसभ्याचारिक मीडिया नाल रूबरू होए, जिस विच उन्हां ने परवास दर, नागरिकता अर्जियां नूं जांचन विच लगदे समय यानी कि प्रोसेसिंग टाइम, स्किल्ड वीजा इनटेक, खेतरी इलाकियां विच परवास यानी कि रीजनल माइग्रेशन अते मापिया नू ऑस्ट्रेलिया सदन लई पेरेंटल वीजा संबंधी सवालां दे जवाब दित्ते। गल्लां बातां लम्मियां चलियां अते तुहाडे लई इस सारे ही मुद्दे महत्वपूर्ण हन, सो अज अते कल दे एसपीएस पंजाबी प्रोग्रामा अंतर्गत असी मंत्री साहब दे बयाना दे चुनिंदा हिस्से तुहाडे तिकर जरूर पहुंचावांगे। इस वेले पेशे खिदमत है अज दी कड़ी, जिस विच SBS पंजाबी दी डिजिटल प्रोड्यूसर शमशेर कैंथ ने ऑस्ट्रेलिया दे इमिग्रेशन ते सिटीजनशिप मंत्री डेविड कोलमन नू कई सवाल पूछे। पहला सवाल सी, स्किल्ड इंडिपेंडेंट वीजियां दी अदायगी विच 20% दी गिरावट अते स्किल्ड माइग्रेशन दर विच लगातार कटौती बारे। जवाब विच मंत्री डेविड कोलमन ने कहा कि 2018-19 वित्तीय साल विच कई सुधार ल्यांदे गए हन अते खास तौर ते वीजा प्रोसेसिंग टाइम विच भारी कटौती होई है। आओ सुनिए इस संबंधी गलबात।
Just spoke about your responsibility as multicultural affairs minister, and on the other hand you're the immigration minister as well. How do you balance these two in the light of a decline of 20% in invites issued to visa aspirants, people those who actually express their desire to basically apply for a visa? If we look at the first quarter of this year and the last year, the department has issued 20% fewer invites to skilled visa applicants in just one stream, that is skilled independent. Last time around, in the first quarter, the number of invites issued was 7,500. This time around, it's less than just under 6,000. A decline of 20%. So on the one side, you're saying that immigration is good, but on the other hand, it seems that there is an unannounced cut to immigration.
Well, look, firstly, on that specific issue you raised, so I saw that story, and that data is actually incomplete. And so the department's advice is that the implication that was drawn in that article was that there was a decline in the actual rate of invitations. The department's advice is that's not correct. Mm-hmm. So that was the author drew that conclusion from that particular piece of data, but further data will be provided which will demonstrate that's not actually correct. Can I also say, just in relation to the issue about processing times and so on, because it is something that a number of people have raised with me, a couple of points to make on that. Firstly, within the system as a whole, it's really important, of course, that there are appropriate security checks in the system. A few years ago, the department introduced some additional security checks involved in the citizenship processing and visa processing process, and those new procedures have been very valuable in helping to identify issues, and that did have some impact on timing, but I'm sure you'd agree that security is very, very important in assessing these applications. We've seen in the last couple of months, in this financial year, some significant increases in the processing of applications. So for instance, with citizenship applications in the first 2 months of this financial year, July and August, we saw about 21,000 approvals compared to about 9,000 last year. So we put in place additional resources. There's about 150 people this calendar year going into this whole processing area, and we're already starting to see some benefits there in terms of improved processing. We've also seen actually very good processing times in relation to, in particular, the student and economic visa categories. So we've seen actually a reduction in time in the processing of student visas, and a reduction in time in the processing of economic visas. So I'll give you an example. So the short stay visa, the temporary short term state visa. Before this government, that was about 224 days to be processed. Now it's 31. And we've seen also a reduction in the permanent skill processing times as well.
Is the level of immigration, I mean, it's until a couple of years ago, 190,000 used to be the planning level. Now it is that it's a cap. But still within that cap, last year, the total number of permanent residents granted by Australia, it fell to below 163,000. Are we going to see an effort to increase that so that it matches the planning level?
Well, look, again, we did see last year that the impact of the increased security processes. We also have an issue in the system now where an increasing proportion of people who are applying for citizenship are applying with limited documentation. A number of these people are the people that arrived on boats several years ago, and some of those people are now coming forward for citizenship applications, and because there is less documentation, it does lead to a greater period of time in assessing those applications, and it's something that I'm conscious of.
I'm talking about the level of immigration, the immigration intake. Are we going to see it bounce back to the 190,000 level in the coming years?
Well, again, as I said, we've already got some figures in terms of the progress in the first couple of months of this year, and the issue of resourcing and so on is an important one, but so is security, and it is absolutely fundamental that we in no way compromise on security. We're not going to do that. We're going to be very careful in the way in which we assess citizenship applications. The Australian people would expect nothing less, and that's the general approach that we'll take.
So, दोस्तों, ऐसन ऑस्ट्रेलिया दे नवे नियुक्त परवास अते नागरिकता मंत्री डेविड कोलमन SBS पंजाबी दे शमशेर कैंथ द्वारा पूछे गए कुछ सवालां दे जवाब दिंदे हुए। ऐसो अगे चल के असी मंत्री साहब नू पेरेंटल वीजा, रीजनल वीजा अते ऑस्ट्रेलिया दी नागरिकता हासिल करन लई अंग्रेजी भाषा दे इम्तिहान नू लाजमी बनाण बारे भी पुछया। ਇਹ ਸਵਾਲ ਜਵਾਬ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਯਾਨੀ ਬੁੱਧਵਾਰ 10 ਅਕਤੂਬਰ ਦੇ SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁਣ ਸਕੋਗੇ। ਸੋ ਜੀ, ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਰਾਤ ਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਂਝ ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਬਣਾਉਣਾ। ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਪਰਵਾਸ ਦਰ ਅਤੇ ਵੀਜ਼ਾ ਪ੍ਰੋਸੈਸਿੰਗ ਟਾਈਮ ਬਾਰੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੰਤਰੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੀ ਟਿੱਪਣੀਆਂ ਸਨ, ਉਸ ਪ੍ਰਤੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ SMS ਰਾਹੀਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਭੇਜੋ ਅਤੇ ਚਰਚਾ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਗੇ ਵਧਾਓ। ਲਿਖਤੀ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਉਣ ਲਈ ਸਾਡੀ SMS ਸੇਵਾ ਦਾ ਨੰਬਰ ਹੈ 042-999-6263 042-999-6263 SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਮਨਪ੍ਰੀਤ ਕੌਰ ਸਿੰਘ।
SBS ਰੇਡੀਓ।
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.